From the Halls of Medicine, located at the center of sickly and dying, it's the cast of Podzilla 1985 forced to record another episode by Overlord Kimball, who watches upon them with the gaze of a thousand dragons.
You will do this show.
Forced to do a show once again, your sad and sick hero, Mr. 100, slowly creeps along the ground, the chains of responsibility latch to his leg as he reaches for his bed so he can lay down and sleep the eternal sleep.
Why eternal?
Why the fuck do you think? I want to die. We all want to die.
No.
And I don't particularly want to die.
It's not what you said, like, when we were dating.
Excuse me?
Anyway, so it's the last episode of PZ, Are You Afraid of PZ 85 after a PZ 85 Dark? And to appease Jesse, we're all here tonight. We've all met tonight. I keep saying that. It's not Jesse's fault. Jesse is honestly is the one really pushing for us to do this because Jesse knows we want to, but I don't feel good. Mandy doesn't feel good. Lindsay's trying to get better.
Yes.
So I think, Mandy, how long have you been sick? How long has this been going on?
Today.
Today's when it started? Mine started last night. So Mandy and I are both fresh corpses.
Yeah.
Lindsay's already died.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, you've been reanimated. You're human again.
What's that like?
I don't know.
To be human again? It's terrible.
I took a nap thinking life will be better. It was worse. The nap betrayed me.
Never
sometimes
laid down.
That happens.
It's not okay.
Because that's kind of what I did Tuesday. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I took a nap, and then I woke up with a full-blown headache. The only bonus is I know how to deal with a headache. I didn't know what to deal with what was going on before.
So upsetting when I woke up. Like, this is not life.
This is not life.
Jesse
Kimball
dead.
At the end of the table. Jesse, how are you feeling?
I'm actually doing just fine. I'm a little sore.
You're going to be worse
same.
After this.
It's true.
You're going to catch something.
Breathe your way the whole show.
Cough directly on him.
Yep. So Jesse, there's going to be a slightly muffled sound as I am now behind my...
Yeah, put your hood up too so we just see your eyes.
No.
The ninja.
Then it'll be
ninja
too warm.
Kimball. Jesse Kimball's down there at the end of the table. Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
Hi.
Mandy Kennedy making a triumphant return to my left.
Yeah.
You missed last week.
I did.
You missed 2 weeks in a row, didn't she?
No.
Just last week?
Yeah. I was at a show with Andrew.
So we were talking, before we started recording, we were talking about dildos. And specifically, we were talking about drill bit dildos.
Yeah, that's true. We were talking about that.
Lindsay shot it down immediately.
Lindsay is not a fan of drill bit dildos.
No, thank
Mandy
you.
Mandy said it might be all right.
She said it might be fun. No.
In a joking way.
I think the important thing is that she's keeping her options open.
She's open to new experiences.
You don't hack it until you try it, right? I'm just kidding. Please don't come at me with a drill bit dildo. I don't want that in my life.
The reason I brought that up is because we were talking about that because we started talking about, or we don't really have a topic for the night. Because we're honest here on this show. You're not going to tune in. We're not going to bullshit you on this show. We don't have a topic because we don't feel well. So, and we didn't want to not do a show because it is the last episode for October. And, you know, October is a fun month normally, except when things like this happen. So we were talking about what we could talk about. And we started talking about serial killers. And Jesse, I brought up H.H. Holmes. And you have much more knowledge of H.H. Holmes than I expected. I'll be honest with you. Like, I was pleasantly surprised by how much you knew about H.H. Holmes.
That's actually thanks to Asa Gray. Shout out to the 5-star man. He recommended a book to me called The Devil in the White City because they're making a movie out of it.
Oh, okay.
And it's really, really good. The book is anyway.
You don't know, obviously don't know what the movie's going
to
be like.
Right. Well, because it's supposed to be the same team behind Wolf of Wall Street.
I never
and
saw that.
We'll even star Leonardo DiCaprio.
That was a good movie.
As H.H. Holmes?
I think so.
Well, that'd be creepy.
That's. And granted, Asa told me this like a year and a half or 2 years ago or something like that now. And I've not heard anything about it since. So I don't know if that's still happening or not. I guess I could Google it.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because it reminded me. We were talking about American Horror Story. And we were talking about H.H. Holmes and his murder castle. And it reminded me of the Winchester House. Have you ever heard of the Winchester House?
No. Yes. Because you've told me about it.
Jesse, have you heard of the Winchester House?
Basically for the same reason.
Though I'm not going to lie, for a second my brain went to Supernatural. I'm like, no, wait, you're talking about reality.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're named after. So, Mandy, you know what Winchester is?
No.
It's the rifle. Winchester rifles, the guns that are made. The guy that invented the Winchester rifles and the weapons, when he died and his wife, you know, got all the money, she was so haunted by the ghosts of the people that were killed by his guns that she built onto her mansion a never ending puzzle. There are stairs that lead nowhere. There are doors that lead nowhere. It was to confuse the ghosts so they could never find her. And she died in that house, scared that the ghosts were going to find her. And they never stopped building while she was alive. She constantly had people building new rooms onto it and stuff because she was so scared that the ghosts would get her.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Now that's creepy as shit. Whether or not you believe in ghosts, the fact that this woman was so scared of these ghosts, whether they were real or not, that she did all that, like, that is truly terrifying to me.
I know, yeah. That's really creepy. Also, going back, it's still in production. Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo is playing H.H. Holmes.
That's kind of cool.
They also have a movie coming out about the Winchester House, now that I remember. We saw a trailer for it the other day. It's got Helen Mirren in it. It looks pretty good, too. Well, kind of goofy, but, you know, it's whatever. The Winchester House is on my list of places I want to travel to at some point.
Where's that at?
Let me look.
Further out west, isn't it?
In the U.S.?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's definitely in the United States, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Winchester House is in San Jose, California.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on the list along with, I would love to go to the Civil War fields, because I assume that's super haunted.
Yeah.
Waverly Hills Sanitarium.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. One of the most haunted places in the United States. Eastern State Penitentiary. Again, one of the most haunted places in the United States. Centralia, Pennsylvania, because it's the real-life Silent Hill. It is. That's the city where the fires burn underneath the streets. In fact, the last time Lindsay and I went back to Pennsylvania together, I almost snuck away to go. I forget. It was snowing, too.
It was snowing real bad.
It was snowing super hard, and I didn't want to spend time with her family. So I was just going to sneak away for a couple hours and drive over to Centralia and explore.
Was it close?
It was like a 3-hour drive.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But it was snowing. And I got out. We could barely even drive before sliding around. So I decided not to do that. But yeah, that's a place I definitely want to visit.
That'd
be
cool.
Yeah.
If I went somewhere, though, it'd have to be like on my terms. And it wouldn't be one of those where you're like, you have to stay here all night or something like that. I'd just be like, nah, I just kind of want to look around, maybe stay for a little bit, but
why would you not want to stay all night?
I don't know, because if I got freaked out, I don't want to spend the entire night having a panic attack.
Yeah, but okay, so imagine this, though. You're going to a supposedly haunted house, right? Mm-hmm. Like a place that's legitimately haunted. Wouldn't you want to stay? Wouldn't you want to see something? Because if you could see a legitimate ghost, like if you could actually see an entity, that would answer a lot of questions to you about, like, is there an afterlife? Nope. Could there be an afterlife? You know, stuff like that.
But then I may never sleep again.
It's a trade-off.
Or you might sleep forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might live there in that house forever.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No.
That's a series of noises and clicks that I'm unfamiliar with. Jesse, if you could translate that.
What sort of Mandy code was that?
She was saying, no, never going to happen. Not in 1,000 years.
I'll go, but if I get freaked out, I'll probably just be like, I'll see you later. I don't want to. I'm good.
Yeah, Mandy's the person that would ruin the horror movie if she was in one, because she just peace out. Like, this is it's getting creepy, and I'm out. Go. Yeah. Adios.
Probably, yeah.
See, Mandy is the person that I would want to take the most to something like that, because like I would love for all of us to go. I'd love for you to go with me, Jesse, and for Asa to go. But the most likely chance that nothing happens, I feel like you guys would just laugh and stare at me smiling, like saying like I told you so, and I'd be like, God damn it. At least if Mandy's there, it'll be fun because she'll get scared most of the night.
Wow. All right. Well.
Well, I mean, it's like I used to love watching horror movies with Lindsay because she would freak out. Then she stopped freaking out.
That's because you've shown so many to me.
But then
it takes a lot to freak me out. Except stupid Scarecrow made it so I started jumping at movies again.
But so then she started. Then she started doing the Scarecrow, where she like random things would happen and she would just.
I still do it. You watch your stupid fail videos and I do it.
And that's so annoying.
And it's even worse since my freaking car accident, because I just do it randomly, period.
Uh-oh.
Lindsay.
Lindsay has PTSD, folks. Lindsay.
Seriously.
Lindsay.
What?
You died in that car wreck.
Okay, cool. Why do I just like still not like driving?
Because we're all dead.
Okay.
We all died in that car wreck. We were in that box.
What?
That box contained our universe.
You mean the brick I hit?
Yeah. You said it was a box, remember?
I thought it was a box. It was a brick.
Oh.
And bricks are the scariest monsters of them all. There is a place not You're far from jerks. Here in St. Louis. Shut up! I'm talking. In St. Louis.
Shannon. No, we've had this conversation so before.
So much energy. Where did you gather that?
I don't
Were
know.
You like spirit bombing and like just gathering energy to...
I don't know what that term
Bam.
Means.
It's because it's Dragon Ball.
My bad.
Shannon hates Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
Not a fan of it. There's a. Have you heard of the Limp Mansion in St. Louis?
Yeah.
I want to go there,
My
too.
Mom has a book on it. She likes that stuff.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm.
I like your mom.
She's cool. She wanted to eat there really bad.
I just want to go there. I want to explore.
I think it'd be cool. I want to eat there, too.
I just want to come face-to-face with a real ghost.
Aren't you supposed to go somewhere soon or get the hookup for New Madrid?
I'm trying to get a place in New Madrid that we're going to try to go to, yeah. It's like Civil War-era houses that's supposedly truly haunted. Because I really do want to come just face to face with a ghost. I've seen a ghost before. I think. I started to think about this. All those stories I told you guys about when I was a kid and I saw this and I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure that happened. Or at least I'm sure that I think that happened. But at this point in my life, I don't know what really happened in my life. You ever get to that mm-hmm. feeling that you're like thinking of your childhood and going,
Did I
oh,
make
yeah.
that up?
Yeah, it's that goddamn, what is that fucking, that new thing that people are talking about? The something effect, Mandela effect.
That's not a new thing, but yeah, the where
I just heard about it recently, like the term. I knew what it was, yeah. but the term.
Well, the way the Mandela effect works, it's kind of like the Berenstain Bears.
Right. Is it Berenstain or Berenstain?
Right. Yeah. And from my childhood, it was definitely the Berenstain Bears. I always remember calling it the Berenstain Bears. That's just
Same.
What it was.
Yeah. Same.
But it's not.
But it's not. It's absolutely the Berenstain Bears. What? We even, yeah.
That doesn't even sound good.
I know, but it's spelled Stain.
I think someone found out that it's actually spelled both ways.
I talked to someone that has the books from like my childhood,
and I still have them somewhere. They're probably in my mom's attic.
It was my coworker. She had them for her kids who are my age, and she still had them for her kids currently. And so, because I was talking to her about it, and she called her daughter. And her daughter's like, yeah, I've got them in a box here. Hold on 1 second. And then she took pictures and sent them to her mom, my coworker, who showed them to me. And yeah, sure enough, they're all Berenstain Bears.
Why did no adult correct us?
Probably because they said it wrong, too.
They did.
There's lots of examples of the Mandela effect. It's supposed to be named after Nelson Mandela, who everyone remembers dying in prison, but actually lived many years later. I never got that one because I knew he lived. When people are like, oh, yeah, he died in prison, that's the Mandela effect. I'm like, no, he never died in prison. What are you talking about? And they're like, well, but what about the Berenstain Bears? That one kind of got to me because I also remember that. Asa swore up and down. Maybe it wasn't Asa. It was somebody that the Turtles 4 movie was called Turtles 3 was a Turtles in Time movie. Mm. It was never called Turtles in Time. Never.
I mean, I thought that too.
But yeah, you guys swear up and down it was called Turtles in Time. Now it is. They've retroactively named it Turtles in Time. But when it was released, it was just Ninja Turtles 3. That's it.
I don't remember it having a subtitle, honestly.
Everyone gets the quote wrong from Darth Vader. The Luke, I am your father. That's not how he said it. Yeah, there's lots of things where you remember something a certain way, but it actually was never that way, you know.
And yeah, that's what that
like,
is.
Like, I remember my ex-girlfriend Vina loved me, but it turns out she never loved me. That was just in my head.
But the Mandela effect is for a large group of people. It can't just be for one person.
I never heard it to be just for like a group. I thought it was
My understanding of the Mandela effect, and I could be wrong, but my understanding is that so many people are convinced it was that way that there's mass confusion on whether it was or not.
Mm.
Like it becomes popular theory that it's the Berenstain Bears because everybody seems to remember it as the Berenstain Bears.
Well, why don't we just phone up the author?
No, there's interviews because apparently this was a big deal like 4 years ago on the internet. Like even the author was like, no, it's, well, cause the author's dead. The author's son still writes children's books. And he was like, it's the Berenstain Bears, guys. What is wrong with all of you?
We're crazy.
It's always been the Berenstain Bears.
That sounds like, it's almost like mass hysteria in a way.
a little bit.
Where everybody like kind of remembers that. And I was thinking about mass hysteria today. Because we watched Adam Ruins Everything last night, and it was a surprise there. And one of the stories was about the Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast. And how,
oh man.
Uh-huh.
Well, except that according to Adam Rose Everything, that never happened. Like they did have a broadcast, but.
Sorry.
Only 2% of people actually heard the broadcast because everybody else, I shit you not, was listening to the most popular program at the time, which was a ventriloquist. How the fuck does ventriloquism work on a radio?
So the documentary I watched was based on 2% of people?
Well, it did happen, and there were some people that were fooled by it, but there was no mask-like hysteria in the streets. It was all a fabrication by the newspaper to discredit radio, who they hated because they could break news faster than newspapers could. So everyone remembers something that didn't happen quite the way it was. The mystique is more important than reality, I guess, in a case like this.
Yeah. That's a case of propaganda working.
Right. I looked up a list of mass hysteria because do you remember the dancing plague?
No.
This still happens today where people start dancing and then other people start dancing and they literally can't stop. There are people that, like, they all start dancing together, and they just can't. And I know this is still happening now, but there is a historical case called the Dancing Plague of 1518. It was a dancing mania that occurred in Strasbourg, Alsace, which was then part of the Holy Roman Empire. I can pronounce that. In July 1518, numerous people took to dancing for days without rest, and over the period of a month, some of them died from heart attack, stroke, or exhaustion. They kept dancing until they died and they couldn't stop and no one could explain why.
That's just weird.
It's also weird when you think things documented from back then. Or does anybody else find that weird?
No, there's a lot of documentation from the 1500s that you can't really trust for lots of reasons.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of documentation in general that always confuses me. Like, I always wondered why when we look at historical documents on certain people and cultures, it's accepted as fact. But like, and I'm not trying to get into a religious argument, I swear I'm not, but like the Bible and stuff that it documents is always taken as, I don't want to say myth, because I don't know, the Bible's a real weird place.
I don't know, one of the biggest arguments, it's really popular, I'm sure I'm not breaking this news to anyone, there's motive behind a lot of those Bible entries, and that's why a lot of people consider it myth or legend or, you know, whatever you want to call it, because there's motive for it to have been, quote, found or written.
Mm.
So, yeah, I got nothing. Is anybody else going to talk? Or are we just going to?
I was listening to you.
That was it.
Oh, sorry.
My story.
I was thinking about the Salem witch trials. You talk about mass hysteria. That's one of the most infamous cases. Of course, they did an Adam Ruins Everything with that, too, where apparently, like, no one actually died or something like that.
That's not true.
I don't believe that. Yeah, I'm sitting here watching a lot of this stuff that they're talking about on that show, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Like, I get some of this is fabricated. Like, there's a lot of exaggeration when it comes to history. But some of this stuff, I mean, it's just historical. It just happened. There really were, like, executions in the Salem witch trials.
I would believe there's quite a few.
Yeah. I mean, it may not have been, like, a widespread, like, hundreds of women hanged.
Apparently, it was 20.
Yeah, like, I could ease, like, 20 sounds a lot, or perfectly
logical,
reasonable to me.
Yeah, where they literally thought there were witches and then killed people. Like, looking through all of these mass hysteria things. Do you know that the Nightmare on Elm Street movie is based on a case of, like, a real life case?
No,
that's creepy. I've never seen it, though.
Did you know that? What? You've never seen the Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
Huh.
I've never seen any of those really, really popular ones. Like the Freddy movies, Nightmare, Friday the 13th. I know that can't surprise you.
It surprises me. Not as much as when Tanner said he'd never seen Fright Night.
Yeah, that was also truly really surprising.
Well, you know what the Nightmare on Elm Street's about?
Mm-hmm.
The Freddy, and he enters your dreams and kills you in your dreams. Mm-hmm. It's based on a true story of a bunch of teenagers from, I forget which country they were from, but they all died in their sleeps for no reason at all. There was a wave of panic of it, but they died in their sleep and they had like horrified looks on their faces when they found them. And no one knows why they died that way. I don't know.
Could have been like a sneaky murderer. You never know.
I
watch Criminal Minds, and those people can be sneaky.
Do you keep talking about this?
I know, it's scary.
What's scary?
Watching like these murders happen. Like,
so don't watch them.
It's so good. I know.
Well, okay.
I'm a wreck.
What is she talking about?
She's a wreck. She can't stop watching Criminal Minds. Apparently.
I don't know what to do with my life.
Watch good TV.
It is.
I think Mandy's
good.
Having a breakdown.
Speaking of good TV, tomorrow.
Mm.
Stranger Things?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for if someone else knew what I was going
to
talk about.
I'm trying to not get excited because I work a 12-hour shift tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, I'm going to fight the urge real hard to not watch it like here at the store, like marathon it all day. Which I can't because we got a bunch of cops coming in here to do a Extra Life? Yeah, they're gonna come in here and I'll feel safe tomorrow if nothing else.
Well, you are white.
Well, I'm a white cis male, I guess. What does cis mean? Billy is here.
I'm trying to remember what the actual thing is because it's CIS. I don't remember what it.
Isn't that the show you watch?
What?
CIS?
No.
I'm confident
CSI?
In your...
CSI?
Because it's supposed to be like, you are your
confidence
assigned gender.
Confidence in sexuality, maybe?
No.
Confident in sexuality?
I don't think that's it.
I don't think you have to be straight to... Or...
No, this is terrible. Why doesn't anybody at this table know what this is?
I don't know. Because I'm not with it today.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't tell me what the acronym was.
Nothing like, spookier than trans rights.
I'm pretty sure. I thought it was. Oh.
Look it up on. Billy's talking. Billy's yelling at
Billy
us.
Billy says
now.
It's the same thing that trans is. It's just a prefix.
Nothing says October like arguing about trans rights.
Yeah, no, he's right. I could have sworn that it was a.
Good job, Billy.
Yeah, I could have sworn that it was like an acronym for something.
It might be confident and sexual.
Nope, it's not. I'm looking at it.
Did you look it up on Urban Dictionary?
Denoting or relating to a molecular structure in which two particular atoms or groups lie on the same side of a given plane in the molecule. So yeah, in other words, like it's, you are male and you believe you're male.
According to Urban Dictionary, it's short for cisgendered, meaning someone who identifies with the sex they were born as.
Yeah.
Typically used by whiny Tumblr users who complain about not being accepted who they are and yet bash these cis people for being born and being okay with the sex they were born with. An example is, I am a female to male transgender and I hate straight white cis men.
Oh, Urban Dictionary.
Okay, but they're not wrong. Like, I see a lot of that on Tumblr.
I see a lot of that get posted to places like Tumblr in action. Like, I'm not confident that they're real people and not trolls that are posting that stuff originally.
According to, there was a poll. Oh God, this isn't Halloween related at all. Whatever. According to a poll that came out either today or yesterday, 55% of white people in America think that there is discrimination against white people in America. And of that, only 12% said they experienced it firsthand. But the other 43% believe that it exists. 92% of African Americans believe there is discrimination against black people in America. And it was like 72% of Latinos, 60% of Asians. But there are 55% of white people, which I think that's, I hate polls. To say 55% of all white people based on 100 people we talk to believe that. That's,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. That is fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, especially like, you gotta look at where the poll took place
right.
And what their sample was. Cause if they went to like 55% of white people in, this small town of 1,000 white people in middle of Arkansas believe that they are discriminated against.
Right.
Okay. It sounds reasonable for the area. Accurate for the area,
mm-hmm.
But yeah,
that's kind of ridiculous.
I mean, they need to get a bigger sample size,
right? Also, today, God, I don't know if this falls in the category of what I want to talk about. Today, Donald Trump released almost 3,000 JFK files.
Oh yeah, he said he was going to do that, relating to his assassination.
So I guess my thought on that is, who the fuck cares?
Conspiracy theorists.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I don't.
He's trying to distract you from something.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the biggest, like.
How do we know they're real?
Well, because he is says it... they are. If you can't trust
you're
the
right,
president.
You're right. I should blindly follow him. You're
Donald,
right.
Donald Trump would never lie to us.
No, guys, it's October. Let's don't do this.
All right.
Let's not do this. All right. One more week, and then we can go back to talking about politics.
Cool. Did you.
The Limp Mansion in St. Louis. I want to go to it.
Let's go.
You know, one place
but
that I.
But you've heard mixed things about it.
Until you go for yourself.
So, oh, I'm looking at a list on BuzzFeed of the 31 most haunted places in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Jess, I'm going to cut you off. I just saw something.
It's all right. Go ahead.
The old slave house on Hickory Hill in Junction, Illinois. It's the AKA the Crenshaw House. My journalism teacher, John Musgrave, actually wrote a book about Crenshaw called like Sex Slaves. Was it Sex Slaves and Something? I'm going to plug his book real quick. I didn't know that place was haunted because he asked me if I wanted to go up there sometimes and, you know, check it out. And I was just like, no, that sounds boring. You're boring and Republican. Leave me alone. And now sex slaves, salt, sex, and Mr. Crenshaw, the real story of the old slave house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Now I got to read the book. Does he have anything haunted in it? Probably not. But yeah, I could have gone there and I didn't. Now I'm kicking myself. Fuck. Now, what were you going to say, Jesse?
I was just going to say, I do kind of wish that the H.H. Holmes Murder Mansion was still up. They tore it down in like the late 1930s because they thought it was haunted.
I don't blame
And also,
them.
It's creepy. Yeah. And they put a post office there.
And like, why would you want to look at that and see that so many people got murdered there?
I mean, turned into a tourist attraction. Like,
people love squalor.
Yeah, but.
But I would
back
love.
Then.
Yeah, no, especially back then. I would love to have visited that place because, yeah, there are conceivably hundreds of people because, I mean, this was the late 1800s. Like, documentation was poor at best for a lot of people. So they knew people. There were several documented cases of people being reported missing at the World's Fair, but there were so many people there doing so many things that you don't know, like, you know, who all went missing, like, who all was reported missing.
And it's not like they had, you know, video evidence back then. Forensics was not a thing.
Right.
You could get away with so much stuff back then.
Yeah, I mean, that's how H.H. Holmes got all of what he had.
It makes you wonder how anyone ever got caught doing anything.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you know?
No, like H.H. Holmes, the only reason he got caught, he ended up getting a little sloppy towards the end. And on his runaway, he got caught like when he was running away after they had figured out what he was doing.
How'd they figure out what he was doing, though?
Well,
didn't he write letters?
No. Well, he did in jail.
I'm trying to remember who it was that taunted the police. I know Jack the Ripper did. But there was another serial killer that taunted the police. The Zodiac killer, maybe, is what I'm thinking of.
There was a lot of serial killers that taunted the police.
But there's a lot of killers.
That's true. Yeah.
You ever heard of Ed Gein?
Yeah.
Mandy?
I'm going to say yes, but
I like to quiz Mandy on things that I've already quizzed you guys about a million times. Ed Gein is what they based the Texas Chainsaw Massacre on. He would kill people, and he like had their skin and faces in his house. And yeah, he wore the skin.
Yeah,
I guess that's another popular horror movie you haven't seen.
Nope.
I don't really like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm one of those people.
Eh. These days I don't really like slasher movies.
I don't either. They bore me.
Yep.
I like the supernatural.
Yep.
If it's not supernatural, I'm not interested. Like, I watched the movie 1922. It's on Netflix. It's starring Thomas Jane. It's a Stephen King adaptation. And up until the last 30 minutes, it was a good movie, but I wasn't into it because I was like, this is just a farmer who's having a really bad year, you know? But then the things happen, and I was like, oh, okay.
I've been meaning to watch that. I really want to because I watched Gerald's Game. We talked about that.
The Babysitter, which was all. Did you see the after credit scene for The Babysitter?
Where they go back into the house and she's.
I did not until a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but like it made me happy.
That was cool.
Oh, good. I'm glad. She's okay. Cool.
I've been meaning to watch that. I finally watched Blair Witch because they added it to Hulu.
It was really good.
It was really good. I didn't like the ending very much. Like, the ending was pretty weak.
Yeah.
But
everything built up to it was good. The her getting broken in half.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Like, the witch was awesome.
You only
looking.
See the witch for like 2 seconds in the entire movie, but damn, was she creepy.
Yes.
Yeah, Mandy, have you seen Blair Witch?
I will give you one guess.
Mandy, have you seen The Blair Witch Project?
I will give you one guess.
Have you heard of The Blair Witch Project?
Yes.
Who has not?
Have you seen The Scooby-Doo Project?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of The Blonde Bitch Project? It's a documentary I'm working on about Bob's ex-fiance.
Oh, God.
I'll film it.
Jesse, you want to take a trip to Bobby Mackey's Music World in Wilder, Kentucky? It's not far from here.
What? Go on. What? Tell me what that's about.
It is a nightclub run by a musician, Bobby Mackey. It also is apparently a portal to hell and is one of the most violently demonic places in the United States.
Really? What's the evidence?
I don't
know. One of the Ghost Adventure guys won't go back, like, at all, because something followed him home.
Normally when it comes to the Ghost Adventures guys, if Zach Baggins says anything, I discredit it. I go, okay, well, he's a douche. But if Aaron says it, Aaron's like the straight man. He's like the one that, when he started, they were doing this documentary. He didn't believe in ghosts. He didn't want anything to do with it. He thought it was stupid. And then over time, he has had so many experiences that he has turned into a believer. And he refuses to go back to Bobby Mackey's world because he blames it on the divorce of, like, him and his wife got divorced because something followed him home and has kind of cursed him ever since. And, like, I'm not saying I believe in these things, but I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to get cursed by a ghost.
I don't know if I'd like to get cursed.
There's also the Myrtle's Plantation in San Francisville, Louisiana. They did an episode of that where, again, whether you believe it or not, but they walk by this old, this little room, this little house, like it was like slave quarters, and there's a light on inside. There's not supposed to be a light on inside. And it keeps going on and off, and he tells it, if there's anybody inside, turn that light off, and then the light just goes off immediately. Later on, when they're in those rooms, you can literally hear, like, drums and chanting faintly in those rooms. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I want to say yes, absolutely, but I guess it really believe it's whether you believe that anything you see on TV is not completely fake.
Yeah. Got to get them ratings.
Well, you just need to make that bucket list and start scratching off so you can see it for yourself.
How about this? This is somewhere we could possibly go. It's in Hornet, Missouri. It's called The Devil's Promenade. I heard about this. There was a show that used to be on called Sightings. Do you remember Sightings? Okay.
No. Maybe. What is Sightings?
It was Dateline for ghosts and stuff. No. It was a cool, cool show. But the Devil's Promenade, it's also known as the Spook Light. It's an unexplained light that appears on the border between Missouri and Oklahoma. There are several descriptions of the lights, but people claim to have seen gold, red, or blue orbs. Some believe it's a Civil War soldier's ghost. Others think it's the torch of a beheaded Indian in search of his head. There was a film crew that went there because they had heard about the spook light. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, we're going to go see what it is. So they go there, right? And they're recording. And sure enough, when it gets dark, over time, this light appears and kind of moves around. And they drive toward it to see what it is. There's nothing there. When they go back, the light appears again and moves around. No one knows what this light is. This is not one of those, it could be real things. This is absolutely real. There's documented evidence of this light and no one knows what it is. Whether it's a reflection, I don't know, like a reflection of something or what. They're not saying it's paranormal specifically, but no one will deny that the light exists. Just they can't explain it.
That's crazy.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, no, that'd be really neat.
And we can do Lump Mansion. It's not that far away.
Yeah, but you have to like...
He doesn't want to do the actual tour, though.
Right.
He wants to actually stay. And,
one thing I'm not interested in is I'm not interested in going on ghost tours because those are just fake.
Yeah.
Like, they're designed to...
Creep you out.
Yeah. And I don't want that. I want to explore on my own. I want to see the stuff for myself.
That's how I feel about caves. I like exploring caves and stuff, but I don't like going on tours.
Oh, I won't explore a cave.
I explored a cave one time when I was in physical geography, I think it was the class in college, and it was our final. We took a trip. It was somewhere in Illinois. I don't remember where it was.
You went spelunking.
We did. Me and Bob, Casper, and our teacher and a bunch of other people. And we go through this cave, and it is the... Have you been in a cave before?
I've been to Merrimack Caverns.
Have you ever been to just a cave? Like that
kind
you're
of,
not normally supposed to go into?
Kind
that's
of, yeah, do. In Delaware?
Yeah, well, here, Jesse, let me explain to you. In this cave, there was a part where you had to go underwater to get to the next section.
Oh.
And we did. And sure enough, like, Billy, you turn the light on and you're shining it up. This is scarier than anything. You turn your light on and you're looking around and there you see insects that you didn't know existed. Cave spiders. Have you ever seen a cave spider?
Uh-huh.
Terrifying. Bats on the ceiling. They tell you don't be too loud because you don't want to wake the bats up. And we go through the entire cave underwater through tiny little cracks and all this. The only way to get out in the end, there's a crack in the wall that you have to slide through. And you know my cousin Ryan, Casper. You've seen him.
Yeah.
Skinny guy.
Mm-hmm.
He got through it. It was tight. Then they looked at me and Bob and said, you guys. And we went, are you fucking kidding me? Me and Bob had to go through the entire cave again, just the two of us, to get out.
Oh, God.
And it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
Thank you.
I like to think that I'm not claustrophobic.
Oh, I am.
But I hear stories about it, especially stuff like that. It pops up on Reddit occasionally of just these terrifying stories. Like, there's one, like, real instance of this dude. This was like a 9-hour series of events. He went spelunking down into a cave and he kind of like slipped and fell down
his
into
ribs
like,
got stuck.
Yeah.
He kind of slipped. Got stuck.
Yes.
Yeah. He kind of slipped and fell down into this little cavern in the cave that had no exit so far as anyone knows. They tried to pull him out and they couldn't.
Yeah.
Because his rib cage was stuck. And once they broke his ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And then his legs were stuck.
Uh huh.
And basically, once they broke his ribs, they knew once they broke his ribs, they needed to get him out ASAP.
Uh huh.
And they couldn't because his legs got stuck.
Oh.
So he ended up drowning
in
himself.
His own blood. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a show. I don't know if it's still on Netflix or not, but it's like Curious and Unusual Deaths, and that's where I saw mm-hmm. that one.
Holy his body is still there.
Yeah.
What?
They couldn't get it out.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, wait. Like, I hear stuff like that. I'm like, never going to a cave ever.
Nope.
Nope. No thanks.
Nope. Unless it's like caverns that you walk towards through. Like, I want big open spaces where you're seeing stalagmites and stalactites.
That's what Paramount Caverns is.
I'm completely fine with that. Like you said, you got to that moment where you had to dive underwater to get the next
part.
Nope.
Done. Bye.
I'm out.
I'll be over here.
That is one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. No, and somebody had like, there's a diagram of it of exactly how he was stuck because they use like, some sonar stuff, like to get an idea of where he was stuck and how they were going to get him out. Mm-mm. It didn't work.
Where is this at?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I just
where
remember
it was.
Reading the story and
I just
like,
it was like him and a buddy and he got stuck and his buddy went to go get help and.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So, like, after hearing that, like, it's like, I'm not claustrophobic. I'm fine most of the time in small spaces, so long as I know I can get out. If there's a possibility that I'm never getting out, then no, not happening.
Could they not just, like, cut his legs off?
Like, send a jackhammer down there? And
like, if they cut his, because the really horrifying thing about it, like, this hole was going down.
Yeah, he was facing,
So, like, if they cut anything off, or, like, if they cut his leg off, then the blood would have drowned him. Because he's wedged in a hole going down from this cave.
No, that's definitely one that, like, bothered me when I was watching that show.
Yeah, no, like I said, I read the story on Reddit, and I'm like, nope.
Okay.
How about something fun? How about something fun? Have you ever heard the Greenbrier Ghost?
No.
I had to look this up because I wanted to make sure I got it right because I remember the story, but I don't remember the exacts of it. So there was a woman named Elva Zona Hester who they found dead in 1897, right?
Okay.
And it was ruled a death by natural causes.
Mm-hmm.
The mother of the victim got the case reopened based on the testimony of her daughter, the victim, who came to her as a ghost and told her how she died.
What?
This is the only record, and this is a real case in history, the only recorded case in history where a ghost solved her own murder. Because the woman, came and told her, or the daughter came and told her that she was murdered by her husband and told her how she was murdered by her husband. The woman went to the police and the judge and told her what happened. They reopened the case and convicted the man of murder.
Oh, wow.
Did he admit to it?
I don't know if he admitted to it. Let me look.
All right. So I found that picture. Going back.
God. No, I don't want to see it.
The diagram.
Nope.
That's how he got stuck. That also shows a map of the cave system and how they tried to get him out and how it didn't work.
I watched it once. I don't need to see it again. You have fun with that.
So he was head.
Yeah.
He was head first.
Yeah, head first.
Okay, so this guy was trying to.
That guy was trying to help him out, like help the other guy help him out.
Okay, yeah, that guy's fucked.
Yes. Yes, he is. He's still there.
How did they break? So he broke his own ribs?
No, they
broke
his ribs
trying
to pull him out.
No, they were pulling him backwards, trying to get him out, and snapped his ribs.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Utah cave. Utah.
Okay, yeah. Cave in Utah. Because I saw a couple of the articles in there. It's like, this is man stuck in cave in Utah, body won't be recovered. And yeah, there's stuff like that. Yep, he's still there.
Nutty Putty Cave.
I need to see that real quick. And while I do that.
Okay, I need it back though. That's intriguing.
Also, no, he did not admit to the murder, but they did an autopsy after the woman went to the prosecutor and said, my daughter's ghost told me this. And they even tried to discredit her during the trial by saying, you're basing this on your daughter's ghostly testimony. And the woman would not waver in her testimony. Yeah. And the jury believed her. And he was convicted and sentenced to life in prison.
Huh. That's cool.
I'm looking at this now.
Is that would suck if she just made the whole thing up.
Yeah, if she just hated him and was just like, no.
So is this the actual guy? The pictures?
Well, it's the diagram.
Yeah, it's the diagram.
Well, I mean,
the
pictures people,
of the, yeah, there's pictures of the guy. Is that the real guy?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Like all the pictures there were taken from site. But the big thing to look at is the diagram.
Okay. I thought he was, I guess, head towards the people. Like I had him flipped in my mind.
No.
Which makes it even more terrifying
because you're just staring into darkness. Because I'm pretty sure like the batteries in his flashlight had died at that point too, and there was like dehydration going on and all kinds of just nasty panic. Yep.
And like you would get such a headache after that.
Uh huh.
Oh my.
Yeah, let's just say that there is definitely plenty of real world stuff to keep you terrified.
And even like when you think about going into really big caves. I would only want to go on the well-trodden areas because the idea of slipping or finding a new hole.
I would never go into a cave willingly. The only reason I went to the cave in this was because it was for class. And I assume if I'm going to go into a cave for a school.
That it's going to be safe and you're going to be able to get through it.
Exactly.
But apparently they weren't taking size into consideration.
Well, Tony Girard is a great teacher, but he's one of those fun teachers that is off the wall. Out of the box thinker type person.
Yeah.
So we went rafting once. Or what is it called? Kayaking.
Yeah, Mr. I Can't Swim.
Yeah. So we're going kayaking and it's me and Bob and a girl in ours. And then there's like five or six different ones. I forget where we were, but it was for the same class. And one fucking Casper stole my life vest. He actually, like, our boats got near each other and he grabbed my life vest and took it off of me. So now I'm sitting in this boat without a life vest and he's trying to tip us because Casper is a fucking psychopath. And then as we pass this, this tree in the middle of the water, there's this little, like island. And as we pass it, the teacher, Tony Girard, he looks over there and is like, yeah, I banged a girl there. I'm like, oh, you're a fun teacher.
He sure is.
But otherwise, I would never go to a cave. I would also never, a couple other things I would never do because I'm afraid. I would never, go on one of those roller coasters that's set at the edge of a building. And you know
okay,
what I'm talking
like
about.
In Vegas. Yeah.
Have you seen those roller coasters, Mandy?
I don't think so.
It's on the edge and it tilts you down.
The track is off the edge of a building and you literally.
It tilts you and then tilts it back so that like you're going to fall off the building.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Well, I mean, roller coasters, you already go way up and do spirals.
Yeah, but
he
doesn't do
I'm
heights.
I'm terrified of heights.
I don't know.
Also, looking at this, none of those pictures of actual people are the guy that got stuck.
Yeah, it was rescuers. Was
that? Yeah. And did you see the cross section? Because that's the particularly terrifying little.
So they have that like walled off or like taped so no one else gets sucked in that hole.
No one's supposed to be going on it. Like it's a place in the Putty Cave. Apparently, when I was reading about this, there are places that say at your own risk. You know, for experienced spelunkers only, that kind of thing. Because there are a lot of unexplored parts of this cave.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. And
they didn't even get to the monsters.
No, they didn't.
Have you ever seen The Descent?
That was a good movie.
No. Ooh.
But yeah, just for those of you guys out there listening who don't want to look it up, the cross section of where this guy got stuck, it's basically at its widest point of where this dude got stuck is 10 inches.
So he slipped and fell down this hole and just kept going, or he was already in the hole and slipped and just got stuck?
He was already in the hole and going down, and I think at one point he thought, surely this will end or this will come out somewhere.
Yeah, from the thing that I watched, it was like, yeah, it'll open up. That's what caves do.
Why would you be so stupid as to assume that?
And I don't think I would go ahead first, because if you needed to get back and you see it going down, Like, I don't know. I would probably always go feet first and you, like, kind of push back up.
I think, I imagine at that point, it's harder to get through those narrow places if you're going feet first.
Because you can't see what's ahead of you.
Right.
Why would you do, go...
See, I wouldn't do
that. Why would you go cave diving, like, in the first place?
Seriously. I knew, like, tiny things like that. No.
List of places Shannon's never going again. Caves. the suicide force in Japan.
East St. Louis.
That's scarier. The only spooks I'm afraid of are...
No!
You spooky reporters. That's a movie quote.
Okay.
Have you seen Tales from the Hood?
No.
There's, okay. Damn it. So there's, one of the segments is about a guy running for like senator or something like that. And he used to be a Klan member, he's trying to turn his image around. So he moves into this old slave house, and on the wall, there's this mural of the woman that I don't know if she was a slave that worked. I forget. It's been a while.
Is this one with the weird claymation?
This is with the dolls.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of like dolls with her that are supposed to be the souls of the slaves that lived and died there. And he has a black, what do you call it? Like, not manager, but,
secretary?
Assistant. Like assistant, the guy that promotes him, like what Steve Bannon was to Trump or whatever. But he has a black
PR.
Guy that does it. Whatever. It's fine. They get the point. And he's trying to tell, he's turning the camera on him and like, what would you say? Cause he said, you need to tone down your image. And he makes a joke. He says, the only spooks I'm afraid of are the ones with guns. At which point the white guy says, oh, I love that. I'm going to use that. And he says, not if you're going to get elected, you're not. That guy dies. And when he's talking about the house later, he repeats the joke, the only spooks I'm afraid of. And then he looks around and goes, are you spooky reporters? And walks off. And it's a great movie. You should watch it. It's one of my favorite horror films.
It was actually really good.
It was. Rusty Cundiff. Cundiff.
Yeah, I've just.
Also did Fear of a Black Hat, which you've probably never seen.
Nope.
You're so white.
I know.
You're all so white.
Weird.
The blackest person here is Billy.
And Billy is also so
very
white.
Very white.
Hi, Billy.
Billy's giving me a look, too.
It's like he wants to argue, but he's like, but no.
Man, have you ever heard of the Suicide Force in Japan?
No.
That's terrifying.
All these things that you've hid yourself from that
yeah,
you should experience with me.
I
got a hot
myself.
Date with a guy. Don't forget the guy. Come with me and learn of things.
Who was
terrifying things.
Who was in the movie that took place in that forest? It came out a couple of years ago.
It was the girl from, was that girl from Game of Thrones, wasn't it?
Natalie Dormer. Yeah, it was. It was Natalie Dormer.
Yeah. That movie's not good.
It's not.
Saw it in the theater. Was disappointed.
It's very, like,
which makes me sad that it wasn't good because I wanted to go see it, but then you already went and saw it and told me it was crap.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was crap.
It was a basic, it was a, like, if you want to watch it, I'll watch it with you again because it wasn't terrible. Maybe, did I say it was terrible a second ago?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
It wasn't, said it was crap and.
She said crap.
Oh.
She said crap. It wasn't terrible.
I may have exaggerated. I haven't watched it.
It was basic. Like, it was just it was nothing special.
No, yeah.
Considering what it's based on. Cause Mandy, there's this thing called the Suicide Force. I forget the exact name of it. I can't pronounce it cause it's Japanese anyway. We'd have to have Mimi here to do that. This is like the most, I think it's like the second most popular place for suicides in the world. And it's just this huge, dense forest that you cannot see. And when people go in it, like, they have people that actually go through this forest every week or every other day and basically get bodies because they find tents, they find bones, they find corpses, people hanging. Look up Suicide Forest and look at images.
There's signs everywhere asking people not to kill themselves.
Yeah, reconsider. But if you look up Suicide Forest, you are going to see pictures of dead people because the guy went and did a whole, what do you call it? Just a set of pictures.
Photo documentary.
Something like that. Whatever yeah. the term is. Mm. But he did a whole thing on the Suicide Force. And it's like, it's creepy, but it's also very sad. Because
mm-hmm.
you yeah. see people just hanging from trees with like notes on them if someone finds them. You see tents that are all like destroyed yeah. because they've been there so long. It's depressing.
Yeah.
But it's also one of the most haunted places in the world, obviously,
yeah.
because the spirits of
so many
dead
regret.
People there. Yeah. So, yeah, it's.
Yeah, and they did a movie about it starring Natalie Dormer.
Which,
and also Natalie Dormer. Because she was twins.
Huh.
Yes, she was.
Yep.
It wasn't that great.
It wasn't. Like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it much either. Natalie Dormer is the really redeeming quality of it. And since she's in it twice.
Double
Jesus,
the fun.
Jesse, let it go.
I like Natalie Dormer.
I know.
She's cool.
She's not the best one from that show.
Who you believe is?
Emilia Clarke is clearly the best one from that show.
Her with her Disney animation eyebrows. I don't understand them.
And her hair.
That's not her real hair.
I don't care.
Why are you doing your creepy voice?
I'm actually losing my voice.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's just what happens when he starts thinking about Emilia Clarke, apparently. But never mind.
Power through, Shannon. If I could talk a little bit more tonight, I don't have to, no more shows for shit. Tuesday. Tuesday's our big Halloween special.
Right, because it's Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. It's the I Want to Believe Halloween special.
I still don't even know if I'm going to dress up for Halloween.
You are, because you're going to come here. Yeah, you both are, because you're going to come here and we're going to party like it's 2017. Because it is.
I'll try.
So here's what we're doing on Tuesday for the Halloween special. In case you guys didn't hear on when we announced it, we are going to have a Ouija board set up at the table. And we are going to have Kinect cameras hooked to the laptop. We're going to have two, Billy. We're going to have a 360 Kinect camera and an Xbox One Kinect camera. And we're going to have them hooked up to laptops. So have you seen, Billy, like the wireframe ghost stuff that people do? I'll show you a video of it. But supposedly...
It was a big part of Paranormal Activity 3?
Four.
Four?
Okay. I think it was four. The one with the girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more than four.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, they did three more after that weren't named by by number anymore.
Yeah,
they had Ghost, like, Ghost Protocol, Ghost Dimension, and then there was one more.
The Marked Ones.
The Marked Ones, yeah. And the Marked Ones, I think, was first of those three, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So, Billy, but basically the thing is that the Kinect camera can detect movement, and a lot of ghost hunters use it to capture ghosts because it maps out, like, their bodies. So we're going to try to use this technology. We're going to try to summon something with the Ouija board, and we're going to film it. And we're going to have a live stream of it.
I don't like the term summon.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what it does.
My goal is to get possessed by a demon.
Mm-hmm.
My literal goal is to be possessed by a demon, and I'm going to try my best, and we're going to film it all live. So this could, like, don't get me wrong. In no way do I believe that I'm actually going to summon a demon, but that's the goal. This might be tonight's broadcast.
Like, the goal is for us to become millionaires off of this podcast.
Well, I'll be the demon. You'll have to kill me.
Well,
I don't mean.
Oh, this in particular, general.
Podzilla 1985 is going to make us millionaires. That's the goal.
The goal is that we could just do this for a living and not have to work these jobs anymore.
It's never
awesome.
Happen.
That would be.
That'd be amazing.
Very awesome.
Yes.
Especially for the people that only show up on one show. I love you. Don't look at me like that.
Damn, those shots.
So Asa said he wished you would show up on Sunday once in a while. He said that yesterday. Every time you've had an option lately,
you've been
sick. It
depends on whether it's been morning shows or if I've got other stuff I'm doing or, yeah.
It's usually work.
Yeah,
stupid
or sick.
Work.
Or, yeah.
But anyway, Tuesday.
Is that just with you and Calvin and Tanner?
Me, Calvin, Allie, and Tanner.
Okay.
But this particular one, we're having our Halloween party the same night.
Right, but I didn't know if you were doing that and then everyone was showing up for the Halloween or what.
I fully invite, like, if you guys are interested in seeing this experiment, because this is an experiment.
I mean, I want to be here for it, but I'm not going to get off work until a certain point. And if you want me to dress up, I got to go home and change because we're not allowed to dress up at work this year.
Really? That's dumb.
That's dumb.
Plus, it's truck day, so I kind of didn't want to do it anyways.
Maybe you can come in at the later part. You'll walk in, and I'll be tied down to the chair. They're going to be like, okay, here's what you missed.
And Shannon's just going to be spinning his head around, like, in Pazuzu. Full circle.
What time are you starting?
I'll have to figure it. We'll post it on Facebook, because we're going to live stream this. Like, okay. Like I said, this is the first time we've ever done this. Yeah. We're going to live stream video of the laptop so you can see the Kinect camera to see if we capture anything. And, yeah, we're going to try to summon ghosts, demons, whatever.
I'll try.
And it should be a lot of fun. Because if we do capture something, like, even if it's not, even if it's just a fucking glitch in the system.
Yeah.
And while we're watching this, someone appears behind Tanner where Jesse's sitting. You see some figure moving around.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton will piss himself.
Oh, yeah.
And he will laugh.
Oh,
Dalton
yeah.
will run, and it will be the most entertaining thing.
So you need another camera just on Dalton.
I mean, the camera will grab Dalton, but Dalton's going to go straight up like Looney Tunes on the glass window.
Yeah, I literally already imagine him shattering it through.
You're just going to hear, pew! And then just, psh, and there's just like the
it's
body
in the, it's
form.
In the shape, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the shape
the
of
glass
Dalton.
Doesn't even break. It's just an outline of him. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That is this Tuesday on I Want to Believe Halloween special. Tanner is not with this. He is not a fan of the idea of bringing in a Ouija board and taunting ghosts and demons. Yeah.
Do you already have a Ouija board?
I think Calvin said he has one. Cool. If not, we'll go buy a damn Ouija board.
Right. $12 at
right.
Toys R Us.
We tried to make our own last year to summon, to talk to ghosts, but I don't think the ghosts respected me.
They see you're like cheap paper.
You used that cheap shit.
We used a Sharpie.
Yeah, you sure did.
Oh.
I sure did.
Was it actually a Sharpie or was it one of those markers?
It was one of my Sharpies. Okay. Thank you.
Was it Sharpie Sharpie or off brand?
It was Sharpie
Sharpie.
Was a sharper.
That's funny.
I know a legitimate Sorny when I see one.
I mean, I know I got awful handwriting. That's probably what offended them.
Well, I have to take Master Chief trick-or-treating, and then I'll see what happens.
Okay, because after that, so this isn't for you guys at home. This is just for us. But after that, we're going to have our Halloween party. We're going to watch horror movies, maybe like one or two. We're going to play games. I'm going to bring my computer in with the Oculus Rift because I have Paranormal Activity on it.
VR sale on Steam right now for the spooky games.
Yeah, that's on sale.
There's also a set of VR games that are on sale too.
Because I also have, we're going to play the games that our very own, formerly our very own, still kind of our very own, Hunter Hendrix is in two games for the Oculus Rift that are scary games. They're like kind of like escape room type things where you have to like solve the mystery and get out.
That's
but yeah,
cool.
I'm going to have my Oculus here and we're going to play scary games and it should be a lot of fun.
That's really cool.
So, yeah. Because remember how much fun we had with the PlayStation VR with like Rush of Blood and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, now, this game, Paranormal Activity, is supposed to be just absolutely terrifying. And I desperately want Dalton to play it.
He won't do it, and you know he won't.
It's because we have to trick him.
That's not going
to
happen.
I'm sure he's listening to this show right now.
No, he's not.
No, he does.
Yes, he does.
He listens to all of them, sometimes more than once.
So, Dalton, next time you come in, I'm going to flashy thing you.
From Men in Black. Yeah. Then he's going to listen to the show again on the way home because he's like, oh, I haven't listened to the Thursday yet.
That's good. That gives us more hits. Because here's the thing. I'm proud to say, as long as the numbers continue where they're at, we're going to have another record-breaking month. This is like the seventh in a row. This is like 7-8 months of nonstop upward trending for Podzilla.
Steady increase on the feed.
And Jesse and I are the only ones that have access to the numbers. And we keep it that way for a reason. Because we don't want anyone to get a big head. We don't want anyone to get depressed when things aren't so good.
Right.
But you've seen the graph.
Yes.
Of how much it's climbed and how much higher it is than when we first started.
Yeah, and you remember when we thought it was such a big deal? Because I remember looking at it. Because we had there was a period of time where we're pretty certain that it was Podbean was just messing up reporting. Because the numbers kind of went down. Like, they were huge. And then just started dipping down. And now what the numbers we're looking at now are so much bigger than we thought was huge before.
When we thought we peaked, we're like, well, this is as good as it gets, folks. No, it keeps climbing every month. We are getting more and more listeners all across the world. It's the coolest feeling in the world. And I think sometimes we forget that. Like, we come on here and we just kind of bullshit and joke around. No. And like, Lindsay doesn't think that this show is going to go out to thousands of people across the world.
I mean, it's cool.
I frequently forget that certain people listen to it. Like, Trevor Camp is probably the best example. Because I talked to that dude.
Trevor Camp, by the way, this is like day 7, sleeves.
That's true. He's had sleeves every day I've seen him.
Every day I've dressed up. I wore a nice little shirt sweater yesterday. I've had button downs. I am wearing my vest right now, but with a t-shirt under it. So, Trevor, I do this for you.
But Trevor's one of my best friends from back in high school. Like, he and I go pretty far back. And he listens to this show. And I will bring up something, like I'll be talking to him because I hang out with him outside of here, obviously. And I'll bring up something that came up on the show. He's like, I know, I listen to your podcast. Damn it. I don't have anything to talk about around you.
We save literally all of our conversations for this show. None of us speak to each other outside of this.
No, it's really like cold and quiet everywhere else.
Yeah.
Unless we're quoting ever clear lyrics to each other.
I was wondering what you guys were doing at first.
Like when I read it, I was like, I know that. That's Everclear. Yes. Yes, Shannon. I was so happy.
These are the kind of things she gets online for. Sure. All right. Well, what's that?
I thought you were going to say something.
You about to say something?
Nope.
You just breathing?
Yep.
So are we still doing what we discussed for November?
Pokemon Month?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think we can safely announce that November will be Pokemon Month again this year because Ultra Moon 2 and Ultra Moon 3.
Ultra Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Ultra Sound 3 is coming out.
That those are, this was covered on Nerd
they
Up.
They are the final Pokemon games on the 3DS.
Yep. The other mainline Pokemon story games will be on the Nintendo Switch.
And boy, I can't wait for that.
I know.
Because it is a DS, basically. You take it wherever you go.
But imagine I can the play graphics. It on the big screen.
It's so much more powerful than the DS.
Imagine Pokemon, but like with the Pokken tournament graphics.
Because they're saying basically Sun and Moon, they thought they had done pretty much everything they could. They just pushed the limits a little bit more with Ultra Sun and Moon, and now they're moving on to the next.
Well, wasn't Black 2 and White 2 the last games for the DS?
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Because after that was X and Y, and those were the first 3DS games.
They were pretty.
So you can expect all kinds of Pokemon content here on the Thursday show. Shit, I guess no more politics for another month.
Oh, no, we can still talk politics here and there.
Oh, you lying whore. You don't want to hear about politics.
I mean, Shannon. I don't, but there's some shady stuff still here and there.
Yeah. Everywhere. Someone asked me, someone posted, Mathis from CCW and Stride posted, what does everybody think about Hillary and the DNC funding the Trump dossier? And I guess he was expecting people to defend it. Like, you know, like corruption, wherever it is, needs to be stamped out. I don't care if it's Democratic or Republican.
Right.
Corruption needs to be, addressed.
If I hear about corruption on the side of Bernie Sanders, then yes. Yeah, I'm still going to go after Bernie Sanders. Like, just because I typically lean Democrat doesn't mean I'm party over people.
Hot cheese, Jesse. What a concept. All right. That's it for this month, this year's October shows. I want to thank you guys for listening. No more ghosts. No more goblins.
I mean, you have one more show.
Yeah, but not for Thursday.
I know.
Thursday goes to Pokemon next month, week. But we do have the I Want to Believe Halloween special. This is this Tuesday?
Yes.
Yes. This Tuesday, we'll post on Facebook when we're going to do it. We want you guys to check us out live. We also want you to go to our Facebook, facebook.com/podzilla1985 to keep up with us and stuff like that. Go to patreon.com/podzilla1985 if you'd like to donate to us, because we always appreciate that. People like Zane Laney, people like Kevin Schenkelberg, your names are up on the website, and we love you guys so much. Had to get our weekly Zane Laney mention in.
I don't think I put Zane on the website yet.
You haven't.
Oh my God.
You should do that.
You could also do that.
Yeah, I know.
Zane, thank you for liking all my drawings on Facebook.
Zane is just the best guy. Like, he loves Godzilla. He loves Ghostbusters. There's nothing this guy can't do.
I feel like if Zane was local, he would definitely be in this circle.
He would be a member of the show by now. I often dream that someday we'll be big enough to do like a PodzillaCon. And Zane will come to it and we'll be like, fucking guest of the honor, Zane Laney.
What? No, if we ever have PodzillaCon or some nonsense like that, if that ever happens, yeah, no, you best believe Zane's getting a free ticket and he's going to be a moderator for something.
Well, assuming that we have enough money to do that, because if we just decide to do one here at the store for fun, we can't afford to fly Zane Laney out here for that.
Well, I wouldn't call that PodzillaCon.
I was saying, we don't have enough money in the Patreon for that. All right. We'll see you guys next week on Nerd Up on Sunday. And then, don't forget, I Want to Believe Halloween special on Tuesday. And then Pokemon November starts on Thursday. You guys have a great night. We'll see you next week, and take care of yourselves. Have a great Halloween.